Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the podcast. We'll start off with some news that happened over the weekend. The audio for Jeff Bukas's investor conference speech has come out, and some little interesting details in there.
Bukas talked at an investor conference. We talked last week about his about what he said about the DC films being more light, and the guys over at Suicide Squad cast actually found the audio, and I listened to it, and they talked about how the direct quote was, he was talking about how excited he was, and he said a direct quote from Bukas was that Ben announced the Batman movie is going to direct star, right? I think it's a year and a half out. So that's the closest we've gotten to concrete information on when the Batman movie might be coming. Most of us sort of assumed it would be sometime in 2018. Based on what Bukas said, we'd assume it's coming in 2018. That's if he's talking about the actual release date and not production.
Mm-hmm.
But based on Ben Affleck's schedule, it looks like he's got available time after filming Justice League. So there's no reason he couldn't go into pre-production later this year or early next year. But some people are taking this as official news. Like, yes, 18 months from today, the Batman movie will be out. If you listen to the audio, it's a more relaxed statement. He's like, I think that's a year and a half out. And, he's the CEO of all of Time Warner. So he's got his hands in a lot of things, and he's not really an expert on the DC films, I would say. It took him a second to realize if Ben Affleck was executive producing Wonder Woman or Justice League.
Yeah.
So it's not something to be taken as news, official news, but it is sort of concrete. They're working. They want the Batman movie sooner than later.
Yeah, he could have very easily said that it's going to be 2 or 3 years. So. Obviously, this is the timeline that he knows of right now. So,
right. And just from the way he was talking, I took it as that he meant the release would be.
Yeah.
Basically, it's coming in 2018. So, looking at the official release dates, it wouldn't surprise me if they're aiming for the summer of 2018. I know Aquaman's currently scheduled there. And there's also an October date that doesn't have a movie attached to it. But it wouldn't surprise me if they do some shuffling around with. I wouldn't be surprised if we see all of The Flash, Aquaman, and Batman in 2018, but the order on that is yet to be determined.
That would be insane to get all three of those in 1 year.
Well, I mean, can you imagine, like, next November sitting there watching Justice League, and before that we've got trailers for two or three of them?
But it's not a crazy idea, because, like, in that interview, too, he was talking about how they are the only company trying to do, I think he said, 20 tentpole movies a year. And he said a good portion of those are DC movies. So
yeah.
It's not out of the question to have something like that happen.
Yeah, it's sort of their. They did some reshuffling earlier this year. And it was basically, they've got three main divisions. And then sort of everything else. But their franchises are the Lego movies, the Harry Potter movies, and the DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very committed. He sounded, he knew they could do better critically, but he was very pleased with the financial success, and he said they're more confident in these films than ever.
Yeah, and they did. They took a big risk doing what they're doing, trying to reboot it, and he said that they feel better about it than they were planning on feeling, basically.
Especially with Suicide Squad, of all things,
yeah.
being their second movie. 2 years ago, hardly anybody knew what Suicide Squad is. It's had a little bit of success on TV, but the general public knew none of these characters. They knew the Joker and Batman, who have two of the smallest roles in the film, and none of the other characters. Harley's well known in the comic book community, but the average person on the street did not know who Harley Quinn was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Speaking of Suicide Squad, over the past weekend, they passed $730 million to get up to $731 million global total. Brought in another $3.1 million domestic over the weekend. So
Yeah, I think I saw it tied Deadpool for the only two films to reach 8 weeks of being in the top 10 domestically. So, you know, it's just another sign that it's still doing well. It's still crawling forward, 730 million. So,
right. It's it's insane how long it's lasted.
Yeah, a lot of people, once the initial weekend box office and the reviews came out, you know, they were thinking 600 million, 650 at most. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's continuing to do well.
Yeah. The last piece of news we have for today is the upcoming New York City Comic Con. They're going to have a special panel featuring some of the voice talents from Justice League Dark, the new animated film that they're working on. So the film now is supposed to come out early 2017, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest news from it. They, on I think it was The Killing Joke, they had special features that said it was coming in fall of 2016. They never really announced a date, but then after that came out, news of Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders came out, and that's coming out next month. So it looks like they just pushed back Justice League Dark to be their first movie in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess probably January or February the movie will come out.
Yeah. And then, so October 6th, too, they're premiering the Return of the Caped Crusader there, too. And then the 10th, you can catch it. If there's a Fathom event in your area, you can watch it. They're having a one-night screening of it like they did with The Killing Joke.
Yep. So that'll be, there's the screening on the 10th. And then I think it will be available digitally on the 11th. And then Blu-ray and DVD on November 1st.
All right. Well, that's all the news we have for today. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. And make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.